I am joined by Ajene Collins and Henry Cooper from Dead Set Theatre Company to have a chat about their upcoming production of Puberty Blues. Thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
So, Jane, I wanted to ask you first, because you're one of the co-directors of Dead Set Theatre Company, which is a very new theatre company.
Yes.
Tell us about the formation and ideas behind the company.
Right, so I've been working with Tilly Butler and Zoe Miller, the other two members, for so many years, since we were nine, with Hillsview Theatre. And it's been our dream to make community theatre and show talent and that sort of stuff. And so it started out just in our bedrooms, just talking over and having a dream. And then we decided, wait a minute, we can actually do this.
Mm.
So we started writing scripts and just reading them out. And then, you know, we started talking to some people who could help us along the way, and suddenly it became that we could actually do it, and it was really exciting.
Yeah, and yeah. So for some people saying, you know, since the age of nine, you think, oh, wow, that's a very long time.
Yeah.
Nine is not that, like,
oh, no.
In the big scheme of things, nine's not only 8 years ago for two of
true.
The three of you, and only, you know, another one for who's the eldest? Someone's in year 12 at the moment,
Tilly,
which is crazy.
Yeah, Tilly Butler's in year 12, yeah.
Crazy. Crazy times.
Absolutely insane. Ridiculous. I can never do that.
Can't get enough work. You
know? Yeah,
Can't get enough of it.
And so you mentioned, so since the age of nine, you've been involved in community theatre. You've grown up with it. So you've tapped into that existing community and structure and thought, we want to put on works of our own and put our hands up and say, we want to create that kind of community for yourselves as well, which is fantastic, I think. Mm. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
You know, like, not a lot of people have those ideas and then just don't actually see them come to fruition. And so is Puberty Blues the first production for the company?
Yeah, it is, definitely, yeah.
And in terms of bringing the team together for that, is it people that you've worked with before in other capacities?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, there's a few, but mostly it's just some people who, you know, we've come across who've said, oh, I want to help out and that sort of thing. And, you know, holding auditions and finding some talent and that sort of stuff like that, who people we've never worked with before. So that's cool.
Yeah. And so, Henry, you're one of the talent. You're one of the talent.
Yeah, he's hopefully, talent. Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully. we'll see on the night.
Exactly.
So how did you come to be involved?
Oh, well, I saw an advertisement for it on the internet, and I figured, you know, Puberty Blues, it's a famous Australian story and I wouldn't have to change my accent at all. And,
no.
You know,
that's good.
And I had to get off my bottom and actually do something this year. So I figured, you know, I'd send an email and got in touch and went to the audition, and it was, you know, it was great.
Yeah, and here we are.
And here we are, exactly, yeah.
So, Jane, why Puberty Blues? It is an iconic iconic story, you know, as a part of the Australian culture. What drew you to want to put on a live production of that?
Well, it's just because, again, it's such an iconic piece of theatre, we love the book. And Zoe Muller has loved it for ages, and me and Tilly always sort of, we weren't big fans of it, and then we got into it because of Zoe, and because she's so passionate about it, we got so passionate about it, and we thought we wanted to do Puberty Blues from the very start, and obviously we couldn't get the rights yet, so we were writing shows that were kind of like it, hoping that we could kind of put something similar, something like it on, and then suddenly we got the rights, and it was an amazing time, and we were like, wow, we can actually do it. So we thought, why not? What's better than doing a show which features youth people, which has a great story, great messages, and all that sort of stuff? So yeah.
And in terms of involvement, it's based on the novel by Kathy Lett and adapted, and it's you're co-directing it as well, so there's, you guys are putting on many different hats.
Definitely, yeah, it's crazy. And also, you know, producing it ourselves and just doing everything is just absolutely insane.
Yeah, it's a baptism of fire a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And so tell us about the production. You're keeping it in the 70s?
Yes, definitely.
That kind of style. Because I think one of the things that works about Puberty Blues is, though, even though it's, you know, such of its time as well. I mean, the really, really short shorts and the hair and the, you know, hourglasses and stuff. I love the 70s. I think it's hilarious. But even though it's so of its time, that journey of going from, you know, of teenage life is universal. I mean, we've all we've all gone through it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so even though it is of its time, it still has those universal themes. So are those in approached in this production? How have you gone about that?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like we've gone at it hoping that people who were who grew up in the 70s could come and be like, oh, that was exactly like we were. Or people from our generation will come and watch it and go, oh, wow, that's, we act exactly like that. It's not really much different.
Mm.
And so that's basically what we hope that people take away from the show.
Yeah. Yeah. And Henry, tell us about your character. You're playing Danny?
Yeah, I'm playing Danny, who's at times a less than savoury character, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, he's a product of his time, really. And it's kind of, to approach him, you have to approach him in a very humanistic way. You can't look at him as like, because he's kind of written as almost the antagonist of the story, but it's not really as black and white in that, within the, you know, within the text. So he kind of, every character is so three-dimensional. There's no real black and white. Everyone's got their goods and bads, just like normal people, and that's why it's such a great story and such a great script.
Yeah, fantastic. And Jane, what about your character?
Yes, my character's Vicky. She's very loud and very ditzy and just, yeah, she's had a rough time, as all the characters have, and it's great taking apart her character, because at the start you look at her and you go, oh, she throws herself around to all the guys and she's just ditzy and that's all that she is, but then you pull it apart and you find out that she's a lot more than that.
Yeah.
And that's great to portray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exploring those motivations and reasons.
That's
for
what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's largely a young cast.
Yes.
And it's quite a big cast as well. I mean, it's quite an ambitious production in terms of, And so how's it been? I mean, because sometimes, you know, especially dealing with big casts, and if they're young casts as well, sometimes it's just, you know, like herding cats sometimes. So how's the rehearsal process been and the development of the actual production?
Oh, the rehearsal process has been brilliant, really great. Like, everyone is just absolutely brilliant. You know, at times you can be a bit loud, but, you know, that's what you got to deal with. That's what happens.
Sugarcoating it completely. We are a nightmare.
Rowdy.
You're not a nightmare. You guys are actually pretty good.
It's all improv.
I've had experience with much worse, so you're okay. Yeah, no, it's actually okay. The first couple of rehearsals was, you know, the fear of, this is our first show, we've never done this before, I don't know what I'm doing. But then when you get into the later rehearsals, it's just, we know exactly what we're doing at this point. So
I'll tell you what the incredible thing was, is I thought you, Zoe, Tilly were all like much older. If you'd never told me you were 16, 17, I probably would have been way better behaved. I mean, I figured, I was like, I'm 19, you know, but, and you're putting on a show. I been doing? So it's actually really admirable that you're doing this at such a young age, you know?
Yeah, it's fantastic. And so the season's quite a short season, 25th to the 28th, at Holden Street Theatre. It's a great venue. How are you feeling just a few weeks out from launching?
Terrified. You know, of course. But I think we're good. We're at a good spot. We're pretty ready. You know, of course, it's coming up, which is terrifying, but, you know, we're good. We're really good at this point. So, yeah, we're very excited to be getting in and getting into the theatre, which is great.
Yeah.
The anxiety, but that's a beautiful part of live theatre.
Yeah,
you know?
That's it.
You never know what's going to happen out there.
Yeah. It's good. It's good to have a little bit of fear. It's like,
the joy of the risk. The joy of
that's exactly right.
And Cool. Well, it's good, you know, for our listeners, this is radio, but they are saying all of this with big smiles on their faces, so, you know, they're not...
We are terrified.
We are so scared. But so where can people go for more info about the show and to book tickets and things like that?
Yeah, you can go to our Facebook page, which is deadsettheatre.com, and you can also go to Holden Street Theatres to get tickets.
Fantastic, fantastic.
And you can follow us on Instagram as well.
Ooh, Insta.
We're on all the social medias, you know.
Of course. To be expected. Well, guys, thanks so much for coming in and having a chat. I really wish you all the best. It's fantastic to see people actually, you know, a lot of people say they're going to do these things, but to see people at such a young age to say, nah, we're going to make it happen, it's really admirable, as you've said. So congratulations. It's already an achievement. And yeah. I hope the production itself goes swimmingly.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
No problem at all. So that's Jean and Henry from Dead Set Theatre Company. They will be presenting Puberty Blues at Holden Street Theatres the 25th to the 28th of October. Head to holdenstreettheatres.com to secure your tickets, and you can also follow Dead Set Theatre Company on Facebook and on Instagram.